Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Well, sports fans, it was just a matter of time before comedy became reality.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go. You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
You can't go wrong with Happy Gilmore audio. You know what I mean? But it actually happened on the professional golf tour yesterday. A fight between two professional golfers. What is this world? What is this world? This isn't funny, but it is. We're laughing already.
It is funny. I mean, I don't know.
The fight was between Austin Daly and Luke Smith. Now, I know the name Austin Daly. I don't know who the other guy was. But I guess Daly suggested to Smith that, why don't you go look for lost balls?
Oh, like, man.
Like if somebody said
it's almost like in Happy Gilmore when he was playing with Bob Barker.
That's and what he's I like, just played, yeah.
I know. But like, it basically, it shouldn't happen. Golf is a very sophisticated game.
Every once in a while, there's a wise guy on the course. And you just like let it go in one ear and out the other because you're golfing and that's good. The wise guy's usually Chad Evans. And no, he's not.
No, never. He's a very good golfer. Yeah,
He would never disgrace
the course, though, by doing something like this.
You mean he wouldn't look over and say, why don't you go look for lost balls?
Okay, maybe he would say that.
Exactly. So this real fight happened, and now the PGA, the Pro Golfing Association there, has to dole out fines like the NFL would do for guys fighting or Major League Baseball would do for, you know, dugout clearing fights. I think it's just funny. It's golf. What next? Tennis? Serena jumps over the net and belts somebody or something?
Here's the thing. So this happened out at the Wichita Open.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they arrested one of them. I'm serious.
This is professional golf.
Because they said that there was an argument and then punched the other guy in the face, tackled him to the ground, and then held him down until he said, uncle.
I don't know if that uncle thing actually happened, but it is.
It's on the Newton, Kansas Police Department Twitter feed. I am looking at it right now.
Okay, now I'm really serious. We need to make this a brand new sport, okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
And here we are on the seventh hole. Austin Daly on the green. And here comes Luke Smith from behind. He jumped on Daly's back.
Oh!
Punching him! Huge left to the chin! It's a knockdown! Another big right hand with the putter!
Yes! Daly, oh, with the putter!
Saw it coming!
Oh,
he's
no!
Trying to tap out! Smith wants to close the show!
He's tapping out!
It's all over! The PGA.
I like
MMA.
It.
Golf wasn't a full contact sport until now.
The PGA MMA. I like the idea.
Live action Happy Gilmore.
I'm telling you.
I like it.
And can we set up like ring ropes between two trees so they can climb up on them and do that jump?
Well, and you could like tag in your caddy.
There you go. The caddy?
Yeah.
They're usually kind of calm guys, but okay.
No, but they know how to use the clubs the best.
Hey.
That's why they're caddies.
We just invented a new sport, guys. Look for it coming to Three Ponds soon. I just saying.
You never know.
Jimmy Fallon on the way. He's talking about a New York City COVID parade and the latest stats. It's all on the way next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
You ready for our first piece of viral comedy for the day?
Let's hear it.
Delivery guys. I love delivery guys. They got to get creative once in a while.
Okay.
So listen to this driver's creative knock to tell the people inside that he's a good guy. Little white stripes there. Not bad, huh? I just think it was great. So go ahead and look for a delivery guy knocking a cool beat, it says. And you could hear the
Some of these delivery dudes have so much fun out and about. I love the Facebook page that's Dogs of UPS.
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And all the different things.
All them
yes, they have treats, yeah. They have snacks. And then if they're rural drivers, sometimes you'll see a goat. or a miniature donkey or something.
Getting a treat.
Or even like a chicken coming up and saying hello. It's great.
Whether it's FedEx or UPS, when they come up my driveway, if the box is really big, the guy gets out and he says, "How's that Jeep coming?" And he hands me the box. Because he looks at where it came from, and it's like an aftermarket part company or whatever.
Sure,
but
sure.
He's the nicest guy. Just Saturday, when I was heading to Beer Fest, the FedEx guy was just lodged at the crossroads mm-hmm. of my road. He didn't know where to go.
Oh, okay.
Because the house is hidden.
Yeah.
So I'm coming down the driveway, and I stop, and I go, "Hey." The guy gets out of his FedEx truck, and he says, "Yeah, what's up?" I go, "Are you looking for?" And I say my address. He goes, "Yeah." I'm like lost, and I'm like, "It's up there."
Up there.
So
keep going.
Then I said to him, "You got my shoes?" Because I was expecting a pair of shoes, right? The guy looks, and he hands this little box out the door, and he goes, "I don't think these are shoes." And I'm like, "Damn it!" You know? And he just started laughing. So you can get a relationship with your delivery.
So our FedEx guy, this is great. So luckily, since my husband kind of tweaked his schedule and stuff, he's home, okay. Working from home, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, the FedEx guy now hands whatever it is, and he goes, "Hey, how's it going, Keith?" And he's like, "Yo, what's up, Larry?" And he's like, "For your wife."
He already knows by looking at the package.
And then Keith will walk into the house and be like, "You got something again." I'm like, "Oh, well," and then sometimes it's for him, sometimes it's for the dogs, or maybe it's like an Amazon order or whatever. But I'm like, "Oh, thanks."
Get to know your delivery guys. They're good guys. The lesson with today's viral comedy, I guess. News next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Dadvice, they call it. When your dad gives you advice that you remember for the rest of your life, even if it's ridiculous. My dad used to say, "Don't dip your pen in company ink."
Oh, boy. My dad never said that to me.
Well, no, because he can't, but you get the idea.
Best thing as a little kid. Think happy thoughts and go back to sleep. You'll be fine.
Think happy thoughts. Jimmy last night with Dadvice tweets.
So I'd like to share some of my favorite Dadvice responses from you guys. This first one's from Marcos Portorno. He said, "Don't think of it as the heat isn't working. Think of it as it's an opportunity to wear all your clothes at the same time."
I think my dad used that one too, yeah.
This one's from Seth QP. He says, "My dad swore that constantly patting your belly was as good for your sit-ups."
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And this one's here from Locke 177. She says, "My dad once told me if you're a good enough driver, you'll never have to use your brakes."
He was probably talking about downshifting. I get
this
that.
Yeah.
Shoe Cam. She says, "As a kid, my dad would tell us, his daughters, to finish our dinner because it would put hair on our chest."
No, that's wrong.
This one's from Call Me Biscuits. He says, "Always pay your car payment before your house payment. You can sleep in your car, but you can't drive your house to work."
It makes sense, doesn't it? I mean,
that's logical.
This one's from Real Modules. They say, "Son, believe in yourself, because I don't."
Ouch.
This one's from Rebecca For Real. She says, "Don't have kids. I really don't understand why anyone wants to have kids."
Why would anybody say that to their kid?
She says, "You're not allowed to date until you're married."
There it is. That's supposed to be, "You're not allowed to have children until you're married."
No, you're not allowed to date until you're married.
Yeah, they just moved it right up. I may have used that on my daughters. Hey, the best dad yeti is still to be determined today and tomorrow. We'll get more qualifiers, and on Friday we get a winner.
I know. And, of course, there's some amazing prizes stuffed on into that cooler. Man, oh, man.
Wow. What would be the dad advice there if he wins the cooler? He would tell his kids, "You're not allowed to look in this cooler until you're 21.
No, it's dad's cooler.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's dad's cooler. You don't touch the Yeti. You don't touch the Yeti.
Don't Yeti the Yeti. Don't touch it. It's daddy's.
Running. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, we're sizzling again this summer with Wise Markets. What a partnership. All you've got to do is remember the sizzling item of the day. You can win later on today with a $25 gift card. What are we throwing something on the grill? I shouldn't assume. Yesterday was seedless watermelon, which we tried with mustard, and that didn't work out.
It did not.
No. anyway, what are we doing today?
That video, it was spit right on out.
That's exactly it. Check it out. Check out the video on our Facebook page. Please tell me we're throwing something on the grill today.
Not necessarily on the grill. Uh-huh. How about in the smoker?
Oh, that's an even better idea. What you got?
That's right. The sizzling item of the day for summer with our friends from Wise Markets is country-style spare ribs.
Wow. They're spare. The pig heads.
No, they're not
ribs
spare.
On the back.
No, they're from the belly.
The spare
The baby back ribs are from the back. The
of
spare ribs are from the belly. Country-style, they're a little bit meatier and fattier.
Okay, then. That's all you have to remember. Not
that's
all
it.
That...
Country style spare ribs. That's all you have to remember. Later on, Mark Stevens is going to ask you for that summer sizzling item of the day, and you could instantly win a $25 gift card from our friends at Wise.
Yeah. News is next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. How many push-ups could you do right now?
See, I don't have a number for you. At one time, I could do, like, better than 100. Now, in my shape, probably, like, 20.
Okay, fair enough. How about 4,100 push-ups a day?
That's a lot of push-ups.
Indeed, it is. Well, a dad broke a world record by completing 1.5 million push-ups in 1 year for charity.
Wow!
9, 10, 11. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, a new Guinness World Record for the most push-ups in a 365-day period. And honors the word of first responders.
Well, that's a lot of push-ups.
So that was Nate Carroll completing his 1,500,231st push-up.
That was the record, I guess.
Now, we have to talk about this a little bit because
right.
This is extraordinary.
Okay.
Essentially, what he did was raise money using this challenge to fundraise for a foundation called Tunnels to Towers.
Mm.
It's an organization that offers housing and mortgage assistance to families of officers and firefighters who have been killed in the line of duty.
Wow.
But Nate's goal went on from there. He tried to teach his own kiddos the important lesson that in achieving one's goals, you could overcome something that seems impossible.
How's that? By breaking it down or whatever?
Yes, exactly. By breaking down a challenge into manageable chunks.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, he did 4,100 push-ups on average a day.
Broke it down.
Right, but then during an interview with the New York Post, said basically, there was one day in which he did 7,000 push-ups.
He must have taken like half day off before that or something.
All I know, if I'm ever in a burning building, I want that firefighter to come
carry
and save
me. Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
That's good news.
Unbelievable. Google it. It was pretty amazing.
Mm.
Tomorrow, the Takery is going to be happening again in downtown Sunbury.
We love the Takery.
We do. It's a homegrown volunteer effort to help community members get through the pandemic. There will be homemade meals, sandwiches, baked goods, all handed out for free in Cameron Park. They just ask everyone to wear a mask just in case, line up at the gazebo. This food and handout is free to anyone who visits. Other items, of course, are being given away like canned goods, hygiene products, cleaning supplies, and hand sanitizer.
All right.
So that is tomorrow at the gazebo in Cameron Park.
See you in Sunbury. Good news.
And, of course, we all heard about the tragedy that happened out in Snydertown. 3 individuals unfortunately lost their lives.
Mm.
A GoFundMe page was set up, though, to help the friends and family of those 3 Snydertown murder victims. You can check it out on GoFundMe. Nearly $40,000 has been raised so far. Family and friends are mourning the deaths of Susan Williams, James Dickens Sr., and 17-year-old James Dickens Jr.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
I was just thinking, I think my dad invented the week of when it's your birthday. I don't think...
He did?
He may have. Now, I never heard of it until you mentioned it to me, but I just thought how my dad, when you came over for a 4th of July picnic, you had to bring him his birthday present. So he didn't acknowledge the birth of our nation. He acknowledged the birth of himself.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. May he rest in peace. Everybody gets a week. Doesn't matter.
So he was actually born on July 6th, but when you showed up on the 4th of July, he had a cake. There
Heck
was
yeah.
a lot of celebrating. Everybody brought presents. So it was really...
It's the week of Tom.
Yeah, I guess it was the week of Pop. But anyway, just another story about my dad. This whole best dad, Yeti, has me thinking of my dad more than ever before.
You know what? As it should. And dads are so awesome. They deserve to be called the best dad, Yeti.
Yeah, everybody's dad. Or maybe it's your husband who's the dad of your children. Or what, the other day, that lady's father-in-law.
Right?
If you're a dad, you qualify for this contest.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Be caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line and tell us why your dad, father-in-law, husband, whomever it might be, deserves to be the best dad yet. Caller number one right now, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We got a great story. We got a great guy, actually. He's making us laugh. His name's Jerry from Northumberland. What's your story, bud?
Okay, I'm calling for my son.
Oh.
My daughter in Ohio is a single mom. And this young man, my son Michael, he's a stand-up uncle. I mean, he is the absolute best substitute male role model available.
Wow.
Wow.
Now tell me, Jerry, is he in Ohio as well, or is he a stand-up sub, like, long distance?
He just actually moved to Ohio.
Wow.
And I think a lot of that had to do with the baby.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Look at him helping out his sister and his niece or nephew.
What a great story, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the world by the tail with his job and his education, and he can make decisions, and he just decided that family was more important than the cushy job that he had in Philadelphia.
Unbelievable. What's your son's name?
My son's Michael.
Okay, Michael. He is qualified to be the best uncle, dad, yeti.
You know what? And that's what we love to hear, those stories, that it doesn't necessarily have to be a traditional father, but a father figure, a brother stepping in for his sister and her child. That's
great.
Amazing.
Job.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Little viral comedy. And a woman who chooses her dates by where they are going to dinner. Okay?
Oh, boy. That, you know what?
There's judgment here. No,
I was going to say, that sounds a little rude.
But listen how she explains it.
Applebee's. I immediately note that you're probably an alcoholic and are only here for the $1 Long Island iced teas. I'm ecstatic. We get blocked out, hook up, and probably never speak again. Olive Garden. It's clear that you tried to make an effort to pick the most romantic out of the options that you had. Also says that you're not real picky about the food as long as it has butter and calories in it. I agree. Unfortunately, it doesn't make up for the fact that you're not Italian, because a real Italian wouldn't take me here. Chili's. You immediately win. I know that you're a man of taste, culture, and style. And if you bring up the 2 for $25, we might actually have a future together. Buffalo Wild Wings. I applaud you for not feeling threatened by the look of me eating wings.
She's Buffalo Wild Wings is her best spot. All the other ones she has an excuse for.
I mean, wow. They do have that point system where you can earn free wings and a free appetizer, but really?
A woman who judges guys that she goes on dates with by their restaurant choices.
Wow. I couldn't even keep up with that.
No, she was just slamming it. Wow.
No.
All right, if just Google it if you want to see the whole video. That's our viral audio cut for this hour.
Oh, boy.
How does she know?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're not allowed to go to Olive Garden if you're not Italian?
I don't know. I don't even know how to comment. I'm just so glad. I've never been happier to be married right now. I'm just so happy. Tail Wagging Wednesday is on the way after 8. We'll have another adoptable pup in studio. Our friend Jen from the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville is on her way. Also, news, sports, and AccuWeather. It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Yeah, we're shaking up the studio. On a Tail Wagging Wednesday, you are in your happy place.
I really am. There are so many animals in the studio right now.
And Jen, like, you went above and beyond the call of duty. How's that?
I was like, I'm stuck between two, so I was like, why not both?
Yeah, you were thinking of Laura. Here's the deal. We got two dogs, Sheldon and PETA, and we got a crate full of cats.
We do. They're actually the baby bottle-fed kittens that we had last month that have gotten larger and are soon ready to be adopted.
Yeah. We'll see. They're kind of deciding to stay small so they can stay at my house longer is what I personally believe.
There you go. Now, tell us about these two gorgeous mixed breed dogs. Laura's holding PETA now. She's adorable. She's quiet. She's a senior dog, right?
Yeah. So they are both two lovely seniors, which is why we're thinking they've been at the shelter for so long. PETA mm-hmm. is a Yorkie mix. She's 11 years old. And then Sheldon is a long-haired Chihuahua, and he's 10 years old. But
and you saved their girlfriend and boyfriend because they were found together.
Yes, they came from the same home, so okay. they already love each other. So if anybody's looking for a couple, these two already love each other, and they did good at my house with the other dogs and with the cats as well.
They really seem to have no reaction to the kittens. I kind of was like, here, see the babies, and they just sniffed them and walked away. They're such good doggies.
Yeah.
Sheldon can get a little bit trying to tell the cats who's boss, but he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Chihuahua in him.
Yeah, it's a Chihuahua.
Yeah, those little chi-chis can be kind of sassy.
He doesn't look like a Chihuahua. He's got long hair, and he's got like a different, I don't know, kind of a different face. I don't know. I wouldn't guess, I wouldn't even know what to call that breed of dog.
Chihuahua mix.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, here's the thing. These senior adoptables are looking for a forever home, either together or separately. And PETA and Sheldon, of course, are available at the Danville SPCA Center. You guys are open for appointments.
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome. And then the kittens, I guess you're having what? Like a big cat palooza right now because you're redoing your cat room, correct?
Yes, we finally started the remodel in the cat room. So unfortunately, that means we have to take in less cats, but we want to get them out into homes a lot faster too because of that. So we can get more in that people are finding out in the streets and everything.
And I have to say, after fostering the Sanderson 6, I had such a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to fostering kittens again. So if you are interested in volunteering in some way, fostering either a dog or a cat or kittens is really, really super fun.
Yeah, if you're interested in fostering, just sign up on our website. We always need kitten fosters this time of year.
All right, well, good luck to the kittens. I hope they do find a home soon. Unless you want to keep them all, Jen. I mean,
these ones are in my house, or at least for another year, the way they're going.
They want to stay. But Sheldon and PETA, two beautiful dogs, and we'll check them out Facebook Live next, right?
That's right. We are going to go Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page. It's a tail wagon Wednesday, and of course a big thank you to Wicked Dog Grill in Sealands Grove and Great Dane Trailers out of Elysburg for helping us focus on these adoptable pets once a month from the SPCA Center at Danville.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Okay, it's a sunny day, it's in the 70s. America wants to know about sunburn. You know everything, Laura. Let me fire a couple things by you, okay?
All right. You had to pull me away from the petting zoo here.
I know. We love Tail Wagon Wednesday.
We do. I guess we have to go back to work here on this little job we have on the radio.
All right. We'll go 5-1. These are America's needs to know on sunburn.
Okay.
Coconut oil. Does it actually help?
You're not supposed to put oil on a sunburn.
But people do. So.
I mean, any salve would be soothing, but like it traps it in, it doesn't let it heal.
Oh, okay. That's something to remember now, friends. You're putting oil on hot skin. Yeah, you're going to cook yourself. Okay. Does suntan lotion actually help sunburn because it's suntan lotion?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you should put sunscreen on anytime you step outside, but any kind of moisturizing cream or lotion would help post sunburn.
Okay. All right. Vinegar, the old wives' tale.
No,
put
no,
vinegar
no,
on
no.
your... Grandma would no. rub vinegar on my
Do you know
sunburn.
What you put vinegar on? Poison ivy.
Oh, I was going to say salad.
Well, sure. Okay. Salad or poison ivy, but you don't put it on a sunburn. Ouch.
It'll make it worse? Nope. Okay. How about aloe? I have a big jug of it. I'm always rubbing it on myself when I get sunburned.
Yes.
That's a yes?
Yes, that's a yes. It has cooling properties, moisturizing properties, and actually helps to heal it faster.
All right, and finally, number one, and I've never heard this one. I did try the vinegar once, and you said no. Shaving cream helps sunburn?
So I never heard this one before. I had to Google it.
Okay.
And apparently the menthol has a similar effect to aloe. So it has cooling properties, so that nice tingling feeling. But, I mean, if it's on a fresh sunburn, ouch.
Yeah, because, yeah. All right, there's the five Tom and Laura's list of the day. The top five things we should know about sunburn on a sunny day.
I have two words for you. Seriously.
Okay. All right.
Zinc oxide.
There it is. That funny white stuff
Yippers.
The lifeguards put on their
zinc
nose.
Zinc oxide.
Hey, news is coming up next.
Sports.
Mark, is he going to be able to read the news?
No, I'm telling you, nobody wants to do any work right now. It's
I
a
know.
Petting zoo. And this is almost like pet therapy this morning between the kittens and the dogs.
We don't need any bad news anymore.
That's right. We don't need any.
Either way.
Meet Sheldon and PETA there, Mark. And it's all coming up next.
With sports and AccuWeather on the way. And Mark, if he gets to the news, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Should I wash my car today or not?
Of course you should.
I thought you were going to say something sarcastic about the way I wash my cars daily.
Basically, you pick a car, you have about 14 of them, and then you, if you're driving that car, you wash it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what you do.
All right, I'm going to do it today because it's a Wednesday at the wash.
Heck yeah, it is with our buddy Butch and everyone at Ultimate Express Car Wash. WashMyDirtyCar.com, 3 locations here on the Strip, over in Danville with all the blinky lights, and up there in Billtown. But as long as you text message that keyword WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330, not only do you get a $2 off coupon code, but you are entered to win $20.
Yeah, $20 Ultimate Express Car Wash gift card. Ultimate Express, by the way, also with a year's worth of washes in our Yeti cooler for the best dad yet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's 2 washes a month for a year.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. So,
clean, hey. Shiny, fast.
I like the way you say that. Or go to washmydirtycar.com. The show is winding down. I hope you have a great day at work. I hope you're not stressed.
Hey, Russell, would you mind grabbing those 2 handles there? Give them a squeeze. This device measures stress in real time.
I don't actually have any stress. I'm very relaxed.
The Remember Nice Guys, that, the movie?
Ryan does that causes you stress?
Occasionally, he'll interrupt me.
Can I say something?
I've never seen levels quite this high. I think we need to get you to a hospital.
It's Wednesday. Relax. We're halfway through the work week. Chad Evans is on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon with your chance to win from Wise Markets. And our girl Sammy, who's petting all the petting zoo here right now.
The petting zoo has stayed, and that's okay. I feel like we may or may not have found homes for these kittens.
I think so. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but if Jen stays 6 more minutes, she actually goes on the payroll. So
she does. It's pretty crazy. Wild. It's crazy how that works.
And she gets invited to the Christmas party.
I think she's already invited to the Christmas party.
And all the pets. Do we have a thought for the day to wrap up such a cool show today?
Of course we do. We had a great time. It's a Tail Wagon Wednesday. A thank you again to Wicked Dog Grill and Great Dane Trailers out of Elysburg. Check out the video on the 94KX Facebook page. Apologies in advance for some of the shaky camera. I had a cat on my shoulder. It is what it is.
It's fine.
But when we think about adoptable pets, I came across this quote, and it's one of those that seems cheesy, right? Sometimes it's embroidered on like a tea towel, or maybe it's hanging in someone's kitchen.
Okay.
But especially for these 2 super seniors that we have here, Sheldon and PETA.
Okay.
Saving one dog will not change the world, right?
Right.
But surely for that one dog, the world will change forever.
That's great.
Right?
Think about it.
Think about it. Get yourself to the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville. Adopt one of these 2 awesome pooches or kitty cats, or check out all of their adoptable pets on their website. Call to make your appointment today.
Change your life, maybe even your own. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.